Cullom, North Dakota farmer Josh Gackle was at the White House for President Trump's market facilitation program announcement on Thursday. He said he's grateful for the help from the administration, but like many farmers, would prefer trade to aid. He did participate in the first round of trade aid. Gackle says the cash infusion was a big help working with bankers going into 2019. And if the trade aid is there this year, he would likely sign up again. But right now, there are many unknowns for farmers.
No idea what the numbers are going to look like. How it's gonna affect our farm, what we should expect to receive per acre.
USDA made it clear Thursday Prevent Plant acres won't be eligible for the new market facilitation program. That's because the Commodity Credit Corporation funds can only be used to fund a planted crop. That concerns Gackle. North Dakota farmers are well behind on planting.
I've been gone for a couple days. I think it's been raining most of that time over most of the state. There's going to be, in my mind, a significant amount of Prevent Plant acres. And how this aid program was going to affect farmers in North Dakota because of that, it's a big question mark. We need to get the underlying problem resolved. We're urging, Congress to try and advocate at the White House to reach a solution sooner rather than later, because these types of emergency aid programs, they're hard to run a business on. They don't give us any type of actual market that we can participate in. We're kind of reacting to what the government does, which, again, it's hard to run our business that way. So,
reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.